Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Previously, in John chapter 18, verses 19 through 24, a Jewish trial had taken place where the religious leaders tried to bring charges against Jesus, but none of the charges would stick. And in their fury and frustration, they wanted to move the conviction sentence along. They appeal to the Roman authorities, particularly to Pilate, the governor. And I want you to notice what it says in verse 28. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. In the Jewish life, a practicing Jew would be very careful not to become ceremonially unclean, which could happen in a number of ways, by touching a dead animal or entering into a Gentile's home. If a Jew became ceremonially unclean, there were certain washings and proceedings that had to take place in order for them to be declared clean again. And for this, we may say, how is this hypocrisy? The Jewish leaders seem to be practicing their religion faithfully. What's wrong with that? But it's not so much their practice of it, but rather the distance that existed between their external righteousness and their internal righteousness. The gulf that separated their external strivings to appear holy and their hearts that were full of conceit and corruption. At one point in Jesus' ministry, he said to them, "You are like whitewashed tombs, clean on the outside, but full of dead men's bones on the inside." So here are the religious leaders, taking every precaution so that they may not be declared unclean, so that they can eat the Passover meal, commemorating the deliverance of Israel. All the while the religious leaders are doing that, they are also manipulating the judicial system so that they can execute Jesus, not realizing that he is the true Passover lamb. In other words, the very knowledge of God's word that they touted will be the witness used against them. And in our text, we find another example of that very thing. They are quick to use God's word when it benefits them, when it blesses them, when it fits in with their agenda. But in reality, they have no stomach for the true word. In their economy, the word of God was a means to the end of their own personal advancement. Whatever I need to do and however I need to use God's word to make myself appear righteous, then that is what is to be done. They only appear to be people who seek righteousness and justice when in reality, what they really want is the execution of Jesus at any cost. They had the word of God. They had the promises of God. They had the Lamb of God walking in their midst, teaching them, his glory on display in front of them. But they wanted the glory that comes from man more than they wanted the glory that comes from God. May it not be said of us. When you pray today, please remember Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Aymara LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Bolivia and Peru.